with, it says in the papers, here's Clodagh Walsh.
The Department of Social Protection has started sending letters to hundreds of former welfare recipients demanding payment of outstanding debts within 14 days. The Irish Times reports that it is estimated that the authorities are owed about €350 million by recipients who were either overpaid by mistake or who made fraudulent claims. Under new powers, the department can seize outstanding money from individuals' bank accounts or their employers' paychecks. According to the Irish Independent, Irish firms are reporting losses of up to €4 million because of hackers. It says that cybercrime has almost doubled in recent years. A new survey shows that one in every four businesses suffered some economic crime in the last 2 years. A story in the Irish Daily Mail says that reports of poisonings from e-cigarettes are rising, with the majority of cases affecting children. It says that the National Poisons Information Centre logged 9 calls from medics about poisonings from the cigarettes in the first 3 months of this year. While in the Examiner, a report carried out by the tobacco industry here estimates that criminal gangs are earning around €3 million a week or €156 million a year through the sale of illegal cigarettes and costing the state €250 million in lost revenue. According to the paper, a report published by JTI Ireland has called on the government to set up an interdepartmental committee to focus on the illegal trade and to provide adequate funding for both the Gardaí and custom officials. Paul Cullen, writing in The Times, says proposals aimed at bringing closure for women suffering the after effects of symphysiotomies, the controversial childbirth procedure, are to be brought to Cabinet within weeks. For many women, the procedure left permanent injuries. The government, he said, is believed to be considering a redress scheme along the lines of the one agreed for the former residents of Magdalen Laundries. All the papers report that a special operation targeting motorists who use mobile phones while driving is to be carried out tomorrow and Friday. Indeed, as you will have heard here a short time ago, Assistant Garda Commissioner John Toomey say the use of mobile phones while driving is the second highest motoring offence. And to the front pages this morning, teachers' conferences and the sacking of Manchester United manager David Moyes dominate. From the headlines, there's lots of fury being sparked and rows set to intensify after the Minister for Education's address and remarks to secondary school teachers at their annual conference yesterday. The story is carried on the front pages of the Examiner, Times and Independent, and also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, but its headline concentrates on the behaviour of some teachers, reporting that there's been widespread criticism of what it describes as the extraordinary display of rudeness by educators, as Minister Quinn addressed their annual conference. And there are pages of comment, analysis and discussion on what went on yesterday and on all the aspects of business at the conference. And the Irish Star, Mirror and Sun, they all lead with the football story. Both the Mirror and Independent have photos of Roy Keane on their front pages. Keane said that Manchester United players should be ashamed of themselves for their role in their manager's dismissal. The same Roy Keane, according to The Sun, is being lined up for a sensational return to Manchester United if Louis van Gaal is appointed boss. And finally, Fine Gael has set out an etiquette guide for its canvassers in the upcoming election. The Times reports party headquarters has issued a short DVD and accompanying booklet for canvassers, and some of the guidelines include that between 7pm and 9pm is a good time to call to people's homes. Avoid times when there's sport or blockbuster episodes of TV soaps, and there should be no running over lawns or shrubbery.
Now they know. Clodagh, thank you very much.